present our next performer. His name is Steve Salmon, and he's come to, I think, a couple of our open mics, but he hasn't gotten up and performed. However, I heard him read one of his children's stories in my home several weeks ago, and I was really blown away. Not only was the writing wonderful, but he had done all of the illustrations also. And so I'm really excited that he's brought a piece to us tonight. Please welcome Steve Salmon.
Slides over into this too. See this, and this is number two. This is one illustrated book. It takes about 5-6 minutes to read it, and about 1,000 words, and 28 scenes. And am I talking? Sorry. Yes. Okay. I've only whistled into one of these before. But anyway, it's a series of 9 books. They all deal with small little bits of the human condition. And anyway, I hope you like it. Okay. He opened his eyes and the world was beautiful, and so was he. He spent his days just swinging in the breeze, doing what he pleased, which was how he thought it would always be. But with the snap of a twig, everything changed. He seemed to float in midair for a second as it sank in that he would never get back to his spot in the tree. As he fell, the ground came at him faster and faster. He thought his life was over, and he was scared, almost out of his shell. After he hit the ground, he looked up at the spot that once was his, and he cried. Even with what little he knew of the world, he was sure he was in trouble, and he didn't have a clue what to do. When the tree saw this, it sent down some leaves to keep him warm and to hide him from the animals that might think of him as a snack. It may not have seemed like much, but it was enough. He felt a glimmer of hope when, boom! A bear strolled by, planting him into the ground. There, he went into a deep sleep and dreamed of a new life that was quite different from the one he had before. A light shone down on him as he popped up through the dirt, unfurling his baby leaves, happy and full of life. Slowly, he grew taller and stronger and realized that, one day, he would be as tall as the tree he had come from. He grew into a nice young tree that made his parent tree very proud and made him smile to think of how small he had been as an acorn. Eventually, he was big beyond his wildest dreams and had many creatures making their homes within the protection of his limbs and leaves. He was so content and proud as he looked over at his parent tree, wishing everything would stay like this forever. But the loggers came and cut down the older tree, breaking his heart.
After many more decades, he too became an old tree. He lost some bark here and some limbs there. Bugs bugged him, vines climbed him, and leaves left him, but he still stood tall. At this point in his life, one of his favorite things to do was to look up through his colorful leaves toward the sun, revealing a sight more beautiful than a stained glass window. But then the loggers came for him. What took oh so many years to grow and fill the sky was brought down in a thunderous crash that ended in empty echoes. He was plucked up and prepared. He was sawn some here and sliced some there. He was drilled, chiseled, and notched till he thought he would splinter. Once again, he was in an unfamiliar place. But now, instead of going down in the ground, he was going up on a rope. They hoisted him and swung him into place, lining him up with other tree parts, fitting them all together. Before he could catch his breath, they drove pegs through the holes, pinning him to the other timbers. He wondered, if they were just going to put him together again, then why did they take him apart in the first place? That might. I think you skipped a page. Or... Sorry. After a while, he began to appreciate that he had been turned into a place where many celebrations were held and so many found happiness. It wasn't as wonderful as being a tree, but it was something good in its own way. He became the master of ceremonies, protector from the elements, and the guardian of good times through many years of anniversaries, graduations, birthdays, and weddings. This made him feel good and, once again, noble. And then the building was destroyed by a tremendous bolt of lightning. What had taken lifetimes to grow and great efforts to build and generations to become a beloved institution was taken back in one night by Mother Nature. He was charred around his edges and sad all over. What had become another new life for him was now in ruins. But in time, the animals set up their homes in his branches and kept him company. He grew content with his life, his friends, and with the sun, once again shining down on him as it had in the forest. As much as he had wanted to be freed from this place when it was first being built, it had become home to him, full of memories that he wanted to keep forever. But this was to change, and there was nothing he could do about it. They came with chains and trucks, and with one mighty yank, the last of the building was pulled to the ground. From the pile of rubble and memories, he and the other beams were collected and loaded onto a truck and taken on a long, bumpy ride to where he didn't have a clue. He feared he would be thrown into a dump or even worse, used for firewood. He felt such sorrow that it was almost too much for him to bear. The last of the sap within him came to his eyes and he wept. And then he found himself in a new place that was warm and cozy, different from anything he had ever experienced before. He was cleaned up, polished, and set in a very important spot above the fireplace where he held the family heirlooms as well as the children's mittens and ice skates. He was center stage for all of their activities, their conversations, and their most special occasions. He was, in fact, a part of the family. When he opened his eyes and looked at them, he knew they were beautiful, and so was he. The end. Oh, and he lived happily ever after, till the next time everything changed. Life, after all, is an odyssey. Thank you. Yeah.
And let's have one more hand for him. And thanks to Chris for helping out. And I think we'll have one more performance.